spear cracked against javelin, sword clashed upon cutlass, rapier rasped against dagger blade, but above it all, two stood out, the young badger wielding the fearsome battle axe, and the squiddle maid, armed with the sword of Martin the warrior. They were like twin whirlwinds, slaying and roaring as they went. Triss was wreaking retribution for the death of her father and Drufo. Vermin fell before her like chaff beneath a scythe. Sagax's eyes shone red in the gloom. He was possessed of the dreaded blood wrath inherent to great badger lords of Salamandastron. Neither injury nor foe beast could hurt him as his awesome weapon swung into the vermin ranks like a windmill. Tripping and stumbling, the vermin broke and ran in defeat, the red wallers swarming after them. Their cries echoed off down the gloomy passage as Curda, Vorto and Riggan sneaked out of a side chamber. Leaping over the carnage of dead and mortally wounded creatures, Curda grabbed the crown from the head of Zasahalis. She slashed cruelly at the dead snakes, growling frantically.
Where is the boring that is my birthmite?
Riggan jumped aside, narrowly missing the sweeping blade.
It ain't here. You can see that for yourself, Mom. Leave it. We've got to get going before those red wallers come back.
Curda leaned on her sabre, breathing hard.
Yeah, you are right, but I must find my pouring.
Vorto, catching Riggan's glance, interrupted.
Your Highness, we can come back here when they've gone. Me and Riggan have found your pouring for ye. Come on, Princess, there must be a way out the back, or how did the red ballers get in? Can you get us out safe, Riggan?
The slave catcher nodded.
Just follow the trail backwards where they've disturbed the dust and broke the cobwebs. Come on!
Taking their advice reluctantly, Curda put up her sabre and followed them to the rear exit. Triss and Sagax threw themselves on the grass to regain their breath. Vermin could be heard in the distance, pursued by red wallers, as they fled in ignominious retreat, scattering widespread. Sagax picked up a fallen water flask. Taking a deep swig, he passed it to Triss.
Phew! I can't remember half of what went on in there. Don't think I want to, really.
Triss stared bleakly in front of her.
I can. I still remember the whip strokes I received from some of those rat gods when I was a slave. I grew up with them.
Triss! Trissy, mate! Help me!
Dragging himself along on his stomach, Shog emerged through the open door. Triss was at his side in an instant.
Shog, what happened? Where have you been? Are you hurt?
Without allowing him the time to answer, Triss poured water into the otter's mouth as Sagax held his head up. The otter drank a drop, the rest trickling from his lips as he gasped.
Snake! The big un! Bit me neck! Triss, listen! Curda's still alive! Vorto and the slave catcher too! She got the crown! Got out of the back! Get him, Triss!